From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. North Korea said Tuesday's successful missile test involved a new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile. A North Korean state news reader said the missile can be tipped with a super large heavy warhead capable of striking the entire U.S. mainland. She said the North has finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the North continues to test missiles that can threaten the world.
In response, the South Koreans have fired some pinpoint missiles out into the water to make certain North Korea understands that they could be taken under fire by our ally. But the bottom line is it's a continued effort to build a threat, sir, a ballistic missile threat that endangers world peace, regional peace, and certainly the United States.
President Trump says major sanctions will be imposed on North Korea after the test, and in a tweet he said he spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he called the provocative actions of North Korea and again promised the situation will be handled, but did not elaborate. Suspected militants attacked worshippers outside a Shiite Muslim mosque, killing at least one person and wounding four others late Wednesday in the Pakistani capital. Police said four gunmen arrived on motorbikes at the mosque in Islamabad's I-8 residential sector and opened fire on worshippers as they were coming out after evening prayers. Members of the minority Shiite community swiftly took to the streets to protest the violence and denounce the government for failing to protect them. This is VOA News.